the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. Sinani with a large A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone. Yet another day, another week, another month, and another year.
Yeah.
Right here on the Hostile Zone in the flesh. On BBS Talk Radio, the infamous BBS Talk Radio started us off, and we thank you for that, the team at BBS. And also, I want to extend a thank you, as we do on all our shows on the multiple networks. We thank you, the listener and the viewer, if you're listening or watching, depending on where you are. We thank you because without you and your support, we're not here. And without that support, we're not here, and we owe you. Now, you may think you're thanking us because we keep you entertained and informed, but we owe you, and I definitely thank you for that. So you're with the Hostile Zone, as always, with Eric A. Sinani, the infamous Sinani, right here, the Hostile Zone, accompanied by, as always, the sensational, the sexy vocalist, Miss Bianca C. S-E-A.
Bianca C., that's me. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the show, Miss Bianca
well,
C. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Oh, I'm doing well.
you're doing fabuloso?
I'm always fabuloso.
Fabuloso? That's great. So, how was your Easter?
Oh, well, it was excellent.
Excellent. Oh, wait, when are we doing here? What are we trying to do? I don't know. We got too many shows going on. We get confused whether we're on more of a newsworthy show or we're doing some entertainment. We're very confused here.
We do a little bit of everything, I think.
A little bit of everything,
yeah.
Right. So we got some basic news Monday. You know, we're going to hit the hard news. We're going to have a little fun. But
oh, so we're hitting it hard today, huh?
We're going to hit it hard. Okay, hit it hard every time, you know.
There you go.
I like to hit hard if I can.
There you go.
In more ways than one. So anyway, so there was this big Florida Supreme Court decision that upholds the state's 15-week abortion ban. But so basically, and this is like 30 minutes ago information. So I guess they challenged the ban on abortion. Obviously, we all know that the United States Supreme Court case, from the the Declaration of Independence right here in the Constitution. The United States Supreme Court had overturned Roe v. Wade, and then that left it up to each individual state on what is really what they're going to do with abortion. And then I guess there was a case in Florida that went before the Florida Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court of the United States, but the Florida Supreme Court, and they upheld the 15-week ban on abortion. So.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, this is, again, I say this on all my shows. I say it every time somebody watches or listens. You can, any of the podcast networks. Oh, don't forget, you can get us at The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. It's on the ticker below.
Yes,
or Eric Sinani or Bianca C. at bbstalkradio.com. Eric Sinani or Bianca C. S-E-A at bbstalkradio.com. Two separate emails, Eric Sinani and Bianca C., but it's both at bbstalkradio.com. And lastly, Eric at ericandrewsinani.com. And if you want to text the show, well, how do they do that?
Well, you can text us at 917-877-0171.
How's that go? One more time. Give it to them.
It is 917-877-0171. 877-0171.
Very nice. So if you want to text, then feel free to text the show. We will respond if we can. We have people ready to read those texts and do what we need to do on our other networks that we're on, and there's several of them. We get quite a few text messages, and since we're on and we're aired in several time zones, it's just almost unbelievable that, because you know, these calls and texts are coming in all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we all know the tragedy that occurred in Baltimore this week.
Yes.
With the cargo ship, you know, just crashing into that bridge, just a terrible thing.
Such a tragedy.
We talked about it, but we were very, very happy to know that it was not an act of terrorism. It was not done intentionally. And matter of fact, the ship radioed a Mayday call, letting them know that they lost power to the ships, They lost power to the ship, and that ultimately allowed them to veer into this bridge, and you know, people lost their lives. There's people still unaccounted for. It's really a sad thing. But on a positive note, if you could even make a positive note out of it, but
I don't think you can.
No, but I don't think so either. But the little bit of positivity that you can pull out of it is that at least they say that they've now opened a bit of the channel for people to get through, because it messing up the bridge, it also messed up the waterway. Don't forget, the waterway is a highway too, you know, and that's why they have red and green lights.
Oh.
You know, there's shipping lanes. There's it's just like a car. You know, you're supposed to be on the right side of the road, etc. You know, the same thing. So that's a lane. So that was a whole shipping lane that was closed. So they took care of that. So you know, that's pretty much where we are with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I don't know. I mean, what?
Again, my prayers.
Where are you going? You're going somewhere good. Where are we going?
My prayers go to that family.
No, I thought you were going
families,
with.
So it's horrible to think. Anytime I've been meeting a lot of people from Baltimore lately this week. So that's been a topic
right,
of conversation.
Right, right, right. We did.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, like, I don't know if you know anybody there, but they all say that, I know that bridge. I've gone through it so many times.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, it could have happened.
I've gone through there myself. And you know that the shipping company actually, the owner of the ship, I guess the shipping company, the owner has actually, is seeking legal assistance to stop, to limit the liability on what it's going to cost them on this bridge, on the debts and the damage and stuff like that. So, I mean, some people might see that as a cop out or want to take responsibility for what you've done. But let me explain something, folks, just so you understand. And this is just opinion, and it's just a little bit of information. Take it for what you will.
Okay.
But when they are asking to limit the liability, they're not saying they don't want to take care of the families and the people that got hurt or killed. They're not saying they don't want to take care of the damage and repairs structurally, infrastructurally with the government, et cetera.
Right.
But what you have to look at a major factor here.
What is that?
This shipping is a shipping company. It's a business. So there are people who work there. It's not a government entity. It's a business. So if their liability is through the roof, and it's appearing that the liability may be quite large,
right,
due just the damage, the structural damage and the damage, then the loss of lives and all the other stuff that goes along with it, you almost say to yourself, you know, can they even afford to rectify this, man?
If they
were to do a bankruptcy, you know, file some kind of bankruptcy because they can't, because they don't have the money. I mean, what are they going to do, start laying people off that work there?
They'll probably lay people off and then change the company name in order to...
A lot of people get hurt, though. And that's pretty much what the conversation is. A lot of people get hurt because it is a business. And, you know, unfortunately, we know that as businesses, that, you know, management tends to, the owners tend to not take the brunt of everything. You know, when the government raises taxes or whatever, and they're like, oh, tax the rich, tax the rich. No, it always just trickles down to everybody else. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm a business owner and I'm used to making, let's say, $100,000 a day, right, a day, and now this incident or government taxation or whatever is higher, and now I'm going to make $75,000 a day, how about I look around and see where I'm spending money, and I make up that $25,000 by taking 25 cents an hour from this person and 25 cents an hour from that person, and that adds up to your money. I don't know. I'm just saying. It could, you know.
It could.
So, yeah. I mean, I am not, and please get this right, I am not saying that they should not be responsible for the actions of what happened. I mean, but mistakes do happen, and you pay for your mistakes. You make a good on your mistakes, but your mistakes should not destroy your life forever.
Absolutely.
Now, sadly, it did destroy some lives, and people, you know, and that is the case, and that's a very sad thing. But we definitely don't need to be more tough on additional people, because there are people that work there, and this is their livelihood. So somebody else might have lost it. The bridge has to be repaired, et cetera. People lost lives, very serious thing,
really,
right?
Yeah.
But also, all those people that could potentially lose their jobs at the ports, the people who load the ships, the stevedores, the longshoremen that load the ships, and the, you know, the different navigation people, and just the, how about the people that work in the office? So this is a big structural system. I don't want to go into a sea
really
hole here.
Major.
I'm not trying to fall into a sea hole here, but anyway, so that's that. There's some kind of issue. A person is diagnosed with bird flu after being in contact with cows in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Bird flu in Texas. A person in Texas has been diagnosed with bird flu, an infection tied to a recent discovery of the virus in dairy cows. So I'm guessing that's the key word here, folks, dairy cows. The patient was treated with antiviral drug, and their only reported symptom was eye redness, according to Texas health officials. Health officials say that the person had been in contact with cows that were presumed to be infected, yet they are saying that the risk to the general public is low.
Mm.
But still, it's another, I mean, anytime you hear anything like that now, everybody's like, COVID, 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 you know? So like,
but it's like, can I still drink?
But I mean, no. Well, they said it's dairy cows.
Oh,
but hey,
no.
We could run a whole episode, because I was watching about this processed meat, you know? So I don't really know. But I do know that if you go anywhere, you better not go anywhere, because in about 30 seconds to 45 seconds, we're going on a break. Don't make Sonati come looking for you.
Ooh.
How you doing? Am I gonna smoke? Doesn't mean I'm your friend.
You know everything up there.
Just because I'm nice to you doesn't mean I'm your friend. Remember this face. I'm the one that did that to you.
Welcome back. I don't know. We had some kind of tech issue there.
I know. Everybody was like that, catching me doing my little clothes.
And that was like, yeah, like, I guess one of those. I don't know what happened there. And actually, to production, that I saw that audio reel. It ran well before. So I don't know. So I don't know. Oh, well, whatever. I didn't clock it, but
the show must go on.
So anyway, I just want to make
it's a tradition now.
Right? Yeah.
It's always something.
Listen, but we don't have any electrical failures today so far.
Knock on wood.
No electrical failures at this time. But anyway, folks, I want to make sure that I get this very clear.
Yes.
That it was dairy cows that they're saying. And it's a speculation that this person may be was infected due to that. You know, so I just want to make sure we get that on the record. We just want to make sure that you understand that. The bottom line is I just want to make sure it's dairy cows. I just had to put that out there, because back a couple years back, there was this foot this mad cow disease and foot mouth disease and all this stuff. And Sonati's not telling you folks that this is your cheeseburger at your wherever you eat. It's a dairy cow. And I'm still not saying don't drink them. You can't drink them.
I got to watch out for my coffee now. Because I do take milk in my coffee.
How are you doing, coffee? So, Miss Bianca, I'm definitely hearing an echo from somewhere.
Oh.
Right? I don't know. Is it me? I'm hearing my voice twice.
Am I repeating everything you're saying right now?
Are you repeating me? Are you trying to be me? I think you have the microphone on your phone. Oh, it's the phone.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Miss Bianca, what are you going to grace us on song-wise today?
Oh, what I'm going to grace
your song, your first song of the day. Here.
Absolutely. I felt like I would like to sing Wind Beneath My Wings.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
By Bette Miller. And it was from a request, and I get a lot of compliments on it.
So yes.
I really love it. So I hope you guys like it.
Real close to that mic.
Yeah. I'll get so close.
Get up on that mic.
Not too close, but
wrap your lips around that mic.
No. He's so funny, really.
We're gonna screen it to Miss Bianca's gonna sing. Here we go.
Oh. Oh. It must have been cold there in my shadow. Never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine, that's your way. You always walked a step behind. So I was the one with all the glory, while you were the one with all the strength. A beautiful face without a name for so long. A beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You are the wind beneath my wings.
Wow. What can I say? What can I say?
Thank you.
Woo! They hoving you over there. All right.
Woo.
So anyway, moving back to the show. All right, so anyway, we are in the game here.
Yes, we are always.
So how did you feel on that song?
I loved it.
Is there a reason you do that one? Is it like I know you pick your songs, you know, but like, what's the reason on that one?
Well, I always think of like a close family member that passed away. So, it makes you think like you cherish. You cherish every moment with the person.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was from the movie Beaches.
Yes.
Beaches.
Yes, with Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. Yeah. If I recall, she was an actress, and they
and
were really
singer,
good friends,
yeah,
and very good friends, and had a falling out, but she was dying of cancer, or the friend was dying of
Her
cancer.
Her friend was dying of cancer, and she.
I don't even know how I know all
they
that.
They were just best friends.
Yeah,
and,
I don't even know how I know all that.
You know, they had their ups and downs, you know,
right.
And in the end, her best friend, she ended up being with her daughter.
Right.
And at first, she didn't get along with her daughter. So, like, now, when she died, she loves that child now.
Right.
So, you know, it's beautiful. Like, she still has a piece of her best friend and the daughter.
Right.
So, you know, at least they connect that they can always cherish that memory of her mother and her best friend.
You know, I think it is so important, you know, I'm glad you bring up that. That's a good thought. It is so important for people to really recognize the people that they have in their lives,
mm-hmm.
whether they are like folks, like a family member or like just a best friend or somebody, or how about an animal? I mean, a cat,
yeah.
a dog, you know, this they make a difference in people's lives. I mean, they really do.
I know when I have my cat, you know, when I'm up in my ups and downs, like the animals can sense when you're not,
right.
not happy and
no,
they'll
no,
just
they
come
know,
to you and like,
yeah.
you know, it's a great feeling that they'll just come to you and comfort you because they know what's going on.
Right.
And,
yeah. They know. They literally actually do know.
They really do.
They sense. And it's like, and they sense.
And it's some type of form of therapy
too.
Right. Yes.
When when
they
there's going to be earthquakes and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, you know, which is just
yeah.
Kinda
birds
like,
are the first ones to like know.
Right, birds what to sleep,
yeah.
they take off and animals. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and you know if you've been paying attention to the show, that people know that we've had, for a lack of better terms, we've had a couple paranormal or let's say unexplainable incidences that occurred on set. And, you know, it's funny because some say when you have a cat, I think mostly
a
cat,
they sense
that mm-hmm. Something's going on. Now, obviously, we don't have a cat here on set. Somebody does bring one once in a while. But
yeah.
the day that I had books thrown at me. Now, it was not here on BBS.
Oh, don't forget the champagne.
It was a champagne bottle, and a law book and an Abraham Lincoln book, all three things at the same time came flying from right here on this display
it
right here.
I saw
and
it with my own eyes.
But it didn't
fall.
And I'm
glad fall. I wasn't the only one that saw it.
It didn't fall. It went sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have the audio and the video. And people are like, we're actually going to have it looked into to see what, because it's like, I was talking.
I'm
you know,
so
I'm looking this way. And she never... Miss Bianca never. Now this is today's a live show, but our other show is we record a little bit before, so it's sort of live.
So
but we're able to cut. And she was like, "Cut!" And I'm like, "What? I mean, things fell on me, but I got over it." But she saw what happened, and you were pretty taken back from
like,
that.
I just didn't. I couldn't believe what I saw.
Right.
I was like, "Did I just see what just happened? Like, I just saw something." Fling across the side of
right.
the room. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, wow. And I'm looking at everybody else on the scene and I'm like, wow, did you guys see what I just saw?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I have to pause for a second and
yeah.
take a breather.
Because yeah.
I couldn't concentrate on anything else but Like, believe, you know, because, like, you know, when you see something that you can't believe that you saw, you try to, like, think of different scenarios, right?
Right.
Like,
is it possible?
Is it possible this happened that made that thing move or whatever? And so I was like,
we really did. We really put some thought into this one here, folks. And we were like, it's just this, it's just, it you can't explain it.
Like, I was scared, but then amazed at the same time. Like, wow, that's pretty cool. But I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean, and then we also have, we have the studio lights, and we have one particular studio light. And actually it doesn't turn off, folks. Now it's a studio light, you know, big bright lights. There's a lot of things going on. There's multiple cameras as you see angles and stuff, but, the studio light, when they have remotes that they turn everything off, but it doesn't turn off.
No,
it stays on. So then R-Dub went dimmed. R-Dub went and tried to take it out of the, unplugged it. Literally unplugged it. Straight up unplugged it.
And it was still on.
And it still stays.
Yeah.
So then one day he was working late in the studio doing editing and stuff. And I knew he was there because I was working late and I was working on an article that I was writing. And I left and said goodbye and he was still there. And the next day I came in and the studio light was physically turned facing the other way because he was on the couch here and he was actually doing work sitting here in the studio doing work and he fell asleep and he said the light started making faces at him, turning red and stuff.
He told me that it was like a digital smiley face.
It did the same. I saw R-Dub, he's not here today. R-Dub, I'm with you. I saw it myself. And he didn't tell me what it was, so I'll stand up for the guy on this one because he did not own up to this.
Wow.
Obviously, no one's going to tell this story.
He told me it was in red.
But he didn't see, but it was not until after it was really talked about. Because I said to him, I pulled him aside and said, what happened with the light? Because I know the light was turned and he told me it was on. And I'm like, okay, all right, the light's on. But then I saw the thing make a face at me.
Oh my God.
While it was not plugged in because we're dangling the wire. And I'm like,
oh my goodness.
But no, it was just me by myself that day. So the next day when I saw R-Dub, I said to him, I pulled him aside. You were here, but you didn't know what we were talking about.
No, I've never seen it, but I didn't even tell you.
I wanted to ask him. I said, without you there, I said, tell me what happened with that light. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. Everything. I'll believe you no matter what you tell me. He's like, yo, E, this thing, it turned red and made grunting faces at me and stuff. And I'm like, okay, good. Because that's what I saw last night too, R-Dub. I just wasn't sure if it was me or you.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I don't know. You know.
I feel like this sana, sana, curita, sana. There you go.
Yeah, whatever that means. Whatever that means. I don't know.
It should be gone.
Yeah, be gone. So, anyway.
I healed it.
Yeah,
That's like a little remedy that me and my friends, my family members do.
Right. And, you know, the funny thing is that... You know, we have the weather change coming up here, right?
Yes.
Actually, you know what? Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back after this break. We're going to talk about this crazy up and down weather. Don't make Sonati come looking for you.
Absolutely.
I don't care if I got to fly there. I'll come and find you. Or I know a guy.
A city that doesn't sleep.
BBS Radio Production.
And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little towns.
You gotta love it. Hostile Dome. Eric A. Sonati. Eric Cancer Sonati. In your face. Look at it. I'm gonna do it to you. So you better remember it. If you're not there, Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile Dome. Now leave me alone so I can enjoy my smoke, thank you, Monte Cristo, and enjoy my espresso martini. Monday night, be there. Otherwise, this face will hurt you.
Well, I don't know, folks. Oh, well, you know, I guess it goes along with the whole the haunted section of the paranormal. I don't understand why these audio commercial clips are doing that, but here we are. So we are going to be doing some interesting stuff, and I'm actually looking for it as we speak because I was going to use the commercial I was using that break to do something. So as we're doing that, let me move forward. So I wanted to talk about this crazy weather.
Sure.
What about the weather, right?
I still think it at night it's still sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I'm the type of person, I'm always cold every day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We got some interesting stuff with that comes with the thing. We're gonna add a section to the show that we're actually going to be doing on our other two shows that we have on other networks, and we're gonna try it on here. We're gonna do the horoscope.
Horoscope.
Yeah, we're gonna try a horoscope. Now we're not going to go off into that, but I think it adds a little excitement. So let's see how this works out, folks. Let's go with that. So
could be here all day.
So I know, right? Yeah. So we have for Aries, and of course, nothing wants to work properly for me. Where is that? Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Aries, that's what I'm there
meditate.
For. I'm just not here to just look pretty now.
Meditate on what you can do to cultivate new structures that promote success. Sweet Ram, as the Capricorn moon and Mars align, remember that the changes start from within, considering where you need to tighten or loosen your grip, folks. Distractions and confusions will come more easily once Mercury stations retrograde later today, making it important that you fight to remain focused throughout the entire upcoming weeks. Not just today, folks, the upcoming weeks. Mm. Watch out for tense situations when the quarter moon arises later on this evening, based on where you are. Staying away from the authoritative people and behaviors. Luckily, Saturn steps in to offer you support. It's nudging you to set the boundaries and embrace solitude before it becomes bedtime. What did you think? Did you like that one?
For Aries, yeah.
That was for Aries. Hmm. So let's see. They have weekly. Yeah. All right. So that was a sampler. What do we think, Aries? It's called Aries, people. We'll go to Taurus now. I'm going to have 90 other things pop up here in a second. Okay, Taurus, you'll feel stronger and more optimistic when in the company of positive influences, such as being on the Hostile Zone. You're surrounded by me. I'm believing that's a positive influence. Dear Taurus, as the Capricorn moon and Mars align, use this energy to connect with kindred spirits, hyping each other up to reach great distances. That's just a great thing in general. If you want to build yourself up, build the people up around you together. All right, I don't want to go into a CEO. So it says, the atmosphere becomes clouded when Mercury stations retrograde, putting you in a cerebral and interperspectival headspace, whatever that might mean. To me, it means blah, 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 blah. Support yourself with breath work and journaling throughout the coming weeks as the stars ask you to delve deep within. So the stars are asking you to delve deep within yourself. I don't know what they're asking you. If you find out, though, let me know because I'm interested to know what they're asking to. All right. So lean into your spiritually, like whatever it is, religious, whatever your meditation, whatever it might be, under the quarter moon, remembering that you don't have to face everything alone. Not all difficult times are going to be faced alone. Investing further in your community as Saturn stirs. Mm. Interesting. Okay. So that was that. What are you, Miss Bianca?
Me? I'm Pisces. And Pisces? Half Aries. So
we're not even there yet. It's going to take like a whole day to read
last.
This. Yeah, you know, we're going to read off. We're not going to hit everyone right now.
You know what? You do the Pisces. Let's go to Pisces.
Yeah, we're going to just randomly pick.
And you should do yours,
and you could text in an email or whatever if you think otherwise. It's just trying something a little different here.
You should do yours, too.
We're going to do, yeah, we're going to do mine. Oh, here we go. So we got Pisces.
There you go.
Pisces. Okay, so your shoes will be too big for others to fill as the Capricorn moon aligns with Mars. Dearest Pisces, asking you to take charge within your community. Are you ready to take charge?
I'm always ready to take charge.
All right. Showcase how talented, bold, and creative you truly are, and trust that you'll gain the recognition that you deserve because you have the right people behind you.
Wow.
Slow down later in the day because Mercury stations retrograde, so you'd be mindful to connect with the senses and the ground. Basically, stop and smell the roses, right? I don't know. I could,
you know,
I cut a little bit
of
it out, right?
I've stopped that. I got to do that again.
Dust off some mischievous activities coming up in your future weeks. Are you intending on being mischievous?
Absolutely.
Promiscuous?
Nope.
Nothing? Okay.
Well, with my husband.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just saying, you know, maybe. So you need redefine your image. Use this energy to cultivate respect by demonstrating your experience rather than investing in new tools or clothing.
Ooh.
Wow. Don't invest in new clothing. And then we're going to do mine. And then we're going to find out a way to do them all at some point. But I don't know if that's going to be able to happen in the amount of time we have.
I'm curious what Capricorn says.
I know. Capricorn, mine. Mm. The moon continues to journey through your sign. Darling sea goat. C-S-E-A goat. Forming a supportive connection with Mars that will throw me into high gear. Throw us, Capricorns, into high gear.
Mm.
Okay? Use this energy to boldly pursue your most brilliant ideas. Speaking up and showing off what you have to offer. Now, you know, folks, I'm not afraid to do that. Watch out for the stagnancy at home. Once Mars stations with retrograde today, and keep considering to cleanse your space throughout the coming weeks to ensure that you don't have loss of energy. Interesting.
Mm.
Tensions brew under tonight's quarter moon. Do you clearly and calmly discuss the expectations of what it is you wish to do so you can dissolve conflict, especially when it comes to discussing and establishing new ground rules?
Ooh.
Fascinating.
That is, you know, communication,
right?
And trying things new in order to fix the conflict, or, you know,
right.
Got to be open-minded. That's actually a good idea. Hmm.
So I hope the folks will let us know what they think on this. I'd like to do this more often. That was a daily because we have the daily show. So I think this BBS show, we're going to just do like the weekly one. And we got to definitely kind of slither it down a little bit because it definitely ate a lot of time, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about, though,
yes,
which is just simply, and you're going to like this one.
All right.
We have great weather. Be careful when you say that. We have great weather in a lot of places, 80-something degrees, depending on where you are, right? So what are people doing? They're taking their shoes off now.
They are.
And
you need to get it. Oh.
Right.
You know, I got to say, like, people got to, when you're wearing flip-flops, before you do that.
And guys, this is for you.
Yes,
guys, this is for you.
For the guys.
Because,
you know,
ladies know better. They know better. And, you know, and really, honestly, like, remember Shallow Hal? He looked at the foot in the movie, Shallow Hal.
It was Boomerang, actually.
Was it Boomerang?
That
was another movie, too, though. Yeah, right.
But the
point
is
that
he wouldn't date a girl unless he had
pretty
feet.
You wouldn't
call it a night suit, something like that. I don't know.
but you know what, guys? Here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with getting a pedicure. There's nothing wrong with clipping your toenails, gentlemen. I say it all the time. I have a nail buffer and a nail file right here on set with me. There's nothing wrong with maintaining hygiene, folks. And you're a lady.
Yeah.
There's nothing more disgusting when an attractive guy takes off his shoes and he's got like bricks hiding in a shoe. And he's in like an expensive suit or dressed nice. Smells good, good haircut and everything, right?
Not only does a woman check out your shoes, they will check out your feet during the summer. And it could be like, you could be the hottest guy in the room. But if you have busted feet, that is such a turnoff.
Busted feet?
Yes. I say
what was the other thing that you were talking with somebody recently? Another thing that girls look at when it comes with meeting a guy?
The teeth.
Teeth, but no other personality.
Hair.
Hair, personality stuff, I thought you said.
Oh, how they carry off of, like, how they talk to other people.
Right, right.
And how they carry themselves.
How they carry themselves, mm-hmm. right. And I mean,
we have... be confident. I like a confident... Me, my type, I like a confident, cocky guy. Right. You know, because, like, I'm a diva myself, and I want to have, like, a good man.
Right, right.
But also, you know, I like a... guy that knows how to keep up with himself. I mean, like a clean cut guy. You got to shave. I don't like hair at all on a guy. So, right. You know, because if I'm going to not have hair on my body, you better not either.
Listen, you know? We're expecting you, ladies, most guys, we're expecting you to, to be shaved, waxed, whatever you're going to do. You know, guys, they carry your toenails. Nobody needs to see gorilla chest hair or you don't need to look like you're wearing a sweater vest in the middle of the summer when you take your shirt off. Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you have mothers, ask your mom, like, you know, some advice of like put lotion or ask your sister, somebody, a female in your family. You know what I mean?
So right.
There's no excuse.
Right.
You got to take care of your feet. Right.
And, you know, here's the thing, like,
Yeah.
We're talking about full. I mean, it's this commercial sport, so we can go straight forward. You know, manscaping is important, is it not?
It is important, right?
I mean,
yes.
I mean, like, you know, trim the bushes. You know, like trim the bush. No one's saying you know you need to be prepubescent, but you know, but let's be real. We're not cave people anymore. And, you know, a lot of the reasons why people grew hair in their specific spots of their body were because of living in caves and and not having clothing to wear, things crawling up into you, bugs. And it's kind of like why we have hair in our nose.
Most importantly, why we have eyebrows.
Eyebrows, right. We have a story on that. I shaved the guy's eyebrows down the shore of Jersey Shore once. And he was like, and then he said to me, I know why I didn't make eyebrows now. Because it was raining and it dripped water straight into his eye. Because the eyebrows were on the water off to the sides.
OMG.
But anyway, honestly, you know, like, take care of yourself. You know, take a shower, gentlemen, with soap. Okay, yes. With soap. I know that there is some controversy into should you wash your hair every day. As a guy, I believe you should. Depending on the kind of work you do, if you're a sweater,
you guys are easy.
Yeah, but you know, you can also wash your hair with conditioner.
Conditioner. Yes.
So this way, you're and you get the little scrubby thing, little rubber scrubby thing, and it gets the scalp nice.
I use my nose.
And I use a little scrubby thing. I take it to the gym with me too. They're like, oh, look at that thing. It's great. It scrubs it nice, and it's getting the dirt out without removing the important oils and stuff in your hair.
Well, especially for a Jersey guy, because you guys always put a lot of gel in your hair and stuff.
I got like three different kinds in here right now.
So you guys really do have to wash your hair every day. So I totally understand that.
But what is this?
A girl is different.
What is this thing with the girls that use dry? What is dry shampoo?
We used to call that
Puerto Rican shower, right?
No,
where you sprayed like three things of cologne and you put a little deodorant on and you ran a face cloth
actually,
on your face.
Actually, it's for two things.
Okay, because I'm just telling you what we called it.
It's for like the day two hair.
Day two.
Or
this is day one every day.
Yeah. Or it also adds volume to the hair too to make it a little lighter.
Instead I don't need of like volume. Having I'm pretty loud.
Well, you know, like that. It's not for a girl. You know, when you have long hair and stuff, you're gonna need like some of that natural oils on your scalp for your hair.
Right.
And it makes it thick or something, but. After a day, You have to wash it the next day, every other day. And that's why, you know, they have the shower caps, or I still wear a scrunchie, actually, when I take a shower and, like, I have my hair, you know. So I always wash the body every day. Got women, I know you liberals or whatever, I know that you guys don't, especially in the summer, like, I can tell who takes a shower, yes, and who doesn't. I mean, like, you really have to take care of yourself. And also, it's not only for other people. Take care of yourself for yourself. Because once you feel clean, it's better for you. And you feel more better, much better, right, for yourself. And, right, you know, and it helps for everybody else when they come near you. So, especially in the summer, your buses. Oh.
Oh, don't stink. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my opinion. I mean, I might have a lot of people hating, but that's just, this is why it's called a hostile zone. Right. So we say how it is. And also, I'm a Jersey girl, so I say how it is.
Right.
And, right, you know,
listen, it is what it is. I think that, and honestly, you know.
But I'm not one of those type of people that say no offense. Well,
no. Let's see. When you say no offense to somebody, when somebody says no offense,
I'm already offended.
No offense, you're a moron. No offense, you stink. Obviously, you stink. Now, if you want to be no offense, because there is that person, like when you're out
after
and they got like a piece of like what's a
what?
So I'm trying to think of something like celery. Celery? No, no.
Parsley or
spinach. A piece of spinach on your front tooth, and everybody at the dinner party sees it, but nobody says anything. Now, then, if somebody were to say no offense out loud, then and they call you out, then they're a jerk, right? But pulling you aside and saying it, that's a true friend.
Yeah,
a true friend tells you.
I wouldn't even announce it. I'll just do a gesture like. I'll point to you and it'll be like this, right here, on your teeth.
Go. Yes. Yeah. No, I,
you know, I go like this.
Yeah, you do the, yeah.
I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I like, look.
Yeah, okay. But then everybody sees that. You know, everybody sees that.
But yeah, I would like somebody to tell me if I had something on my teeth. Or also with the girls, like, make sure you... When you apply lipstick, especially dark lipstick, just do that little motion on your finger and do like a little blot, because if you don't blot your lips, it's going to go on your teeth.
What are we doing with our
fingers? Well, you would go like that.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not wearing lipstick, so I'm not really.
But I'm saying, because that's how women get like lipstick on their teeth. And I feel so bad if that happens. And I'm the type of girl that I would actually tell you. I'm like, you got a little something on
Yeah,
there.
But you know, you gotta tell them privately.
Or what about when you're out and about with your friends or at a restaurant and you see a person have toilet paper
on their shoe? I was thinking that. I stop and tell them.
I would step on it, and then
you got to go to a song because we're coming to an end soon. But she this girl came out of the women's room at a club in New Jersey and a Jersey Shore club, and I was standing by the door. And when she came out, she had a skirt on, and the skirt was tucked into her underwear.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
With a piece of paper dangling in the back, too.
That's why you have to check the mirror before you leave. That's what the mirror is there for, ladies.
Yeah.
Luckily, that never happened to me, but it happened to a friend of mine. That's so funny that you mentioned that. And I was like, girl, you need to, like, face me. Face the wall for a second. Let me talk to you for a second. I'm like, girl, you have your skirt up right now. You gotta like to fix it right now. Or I would pull the skirt and try to help her. And she's like, oh, thanks, girl. I'm like, oh, you're welcome. I know you would do the same for me.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Oh, and what's embarrassing is a lot of you guys,
don't point at me.
No, I'm saying a lot of you gentlemen, sometimes forget to zip up your zipper.
And there's a great
and
joke
you'd be
for
like
that.
Flashing.
Walking around, swinging it. Yeah,
but I know you guys don't mean it, but just have that little check right there. Right,
do this little check, you know, and wash your hands, gentlemen.
Yes.
You know, wash your hands, even when you urinate. And if you shake it more than twice, yes, you are playing with it. It's a fact. It's a fact. And honestly, use a stall and just grab a piece of toilet paper because nobody wants, because that's what it was. You girls were talking about checking the front of underwear for yellow stains in the front and brown in the back. When you date, when you go to a guy's house, that and you check the medicine cabinet to see what kind of psycho meds they're on, right?
I do. I feel like, let's
see. We do it to you, though, too, Abe.
Yeah, really? I feel like this guy's too perfect.
No. What I used to do with my...
look for something that is wrong. Like, there's something wrong with this guy. I know there's something wrong with this guy.
Right. But here's the thing. And then we're going to go to a song. We can have a whole other episode. Hey, follow us over on KKTC. 99.9 later on, and we'll have some more with it. But you know what the fact is that you know, you girls make that joke, right? And mm-hmm. you know, okay, guys, check that. But when your girl comes to my house, you know, and she takes her luggage to the bathroom, like as if I'm stupid and I don't know all kinds of cleaning techniques that are going to go on. And I can't tell you how many times I'll peek later on in a bag or under my sink, and you find one of those body suits, the fat suits, right? Women, we know it. We know it, ladies. We know it. We know it. Okay, we know. I know what to do. They're called Spanx, right? Thank you.
Spanx, what they used to be called, girdle, but now the girdle Spanx.
We know, because you know, I saw what you looked like in the club, and then you come back to my apartment, and then like one drink into the apartment, you can't sit on the couch anymore because obviously this thing is so tight. And you take all your bags to the bathroom. And you come out looking a whole lot different, and I gotta wonder what's hiding where. And I honestly have found them hiding under my sink because I didn't have anywhere to shove it.
Oh,
and
really?
They figured to hide it under the sink until the next day, if, you know, when they leave the next morning.
Have you ever seen a bra that was like two cup size?
I learned about underwire, but then I picked up this one girl's bra, and it was thicker than the sole of my shoe. It was unbelievable. All right, Miss Bianca, do a song. Do a song.
All right. I'll do a song.
Do a song because they're going to kick us off the air soon.
But it is so funny how, like, you mentioned that with the...
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So what are we doing?
Yeah, I actually wanted to sing Lisa Loeb, Stay.
Okay.
It's a really good song. I like it.
I'm sure
so
it
hopefully
is.
I'll sing it. All right. You say I only hear what I want to. And you say I talk so all the time. So and I thought what I felt was simple, and I thought that I don't belong. And now that I am leaving, now I know that I did something wrong, 'cause I missed you. Yeah, I missed you. And you say I only hear what I want to. I don't listen hard. Don't pay attention to the distance that you're running to anyone, anywhere. I don't understand if you really care. I'm only gonna hear it if no bad. So I turn the radio on, I turn the radio up, and this woman was singing my song. Lovers in love and the others run away. Lover is crying 'cause the others won't stay. Some of us hover really sweeping from the others. Others dying since the day we were born. Well, this is not that. I think that I'm thrown, but I'm thrown. And I thought I'd live forever, but now I'm not so sure. You try to tell me that I'm clever, but that won't take me anyhow or anywhere with you. You said that I was naive, and I thought that I was strong. I thought, hey, I can leave, oh, but now I know that I was wrong, 'cause I miss you. Yeah, I miss you. You said you caught me 'cause you want me, and one day you let me go. You try to give away a keeper, or keep me 'cause you're just so scared to lose. You say you say. I only hear what I want to.
Oh, well, here we are. Thank you. You did such a lovely job.
Oh, thank you.
Such a lovely job. Everybody loves you so much.
Oh, I always love this song.
And she actually, she looks great.
She really looks great. She doesn't age. Alyssa Loeb, you look great, by the way, because it looks like you have not aged at all. I want to know what kind of face cream or whatever you do to keep you young like that.
Right.
Oh,
right. Unbelievable. But I we could go on forever about that, but you know, but listen, men, take care of your feet.
Yes.
Pick the dirt out from underneath your fingernails. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's a statement. Okay. If there is a difference between wearing a suit when you go out or owning a suit and being the suit. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can get a suit. And, you know, for the most part, maybe some people can tell if it's a good custom suit. Mine, I get mine tailored to me. But
I love seeing a fitted suit.
My suits are for me. They're made for me. So.
I think it's so sexy. It's like a man liking a woman in lingerie. Well, for us women, if we see a fitted tailor suit on a man, we melt.
And we like the lingerie.
It is so sexy. It's like, that's like the best way to describe it.
Why are you ending the show talking about panties? Anyway, I was saying, gentlemen, so you wear a suit or you own a suit. Either way, whether you're wearing the suit because you're going to a wake that day and you're going to go out afterwards and you want to feel good that you're dressed up for a little while. Mm-hmm. Okay, but either way, do your nails. Just pick the dirt out from under your nails. I went to a business meeting with somebody once who wanted me to invest in something with them, and they had a jacket on.
Wow, you're good.
Yeah. They had a jacket on and a collared shirt, no tie. Mm-hmm. But then, and then he shook my hand when I sat down at the table, and he had all crust and dirt under his nails.
Ew.
I'm like, here's a guy that just threw on whatever. Firstly, he didn't even match, but I was going to let that go. But then, you know, I saw the dirt, and I knew immediately, this is not a guy that wears a suit every day. He doesn't own a suit.
Oh, my goodness.
He wears a suit. He throws a suit on. There's a throwing it on and wearing one. I wear one every day. I wear a jacket every day. I wear a tie every day when I'm out. You know, shine your shoes, too. She was talking about, Miss Bianchi was talking about, take care of your toenails, please. Take care of your toenails. Nobody wants to see that. Take care. Like, seriously, grind your feet on the pavement or something. You know, get a cheese grater. I don't know what it is you do. But, you know, take care of your toes. We'll have a whole thing on hygiene. But on that note, we are coming to the close. And Miss Bianca is going to do her lovely, lovely version. A cappella, right?
Yes, a cappella. Everybody loves when I do a cappella.
Yeah, you're going to hit them notes really good. And then stay tuned right after that so we can give you the closing message.
Okay.
All right, Miss Bianca, get ready.
All right. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets
voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sinati's Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.
That's right. Sinati heard you.